He was seen as a peacemaker. He was seen as a person who brought political change, positive political change in Ethiopia within a very short period of time. And he promised a lot, even in terms of development. Abiy also had a concept of regional approach, which was based on friendship. So he traveled all over the region, and that also boosted his image as a peacemaker. But then he started to have this tension with the TPLF. But what was more, I would say, worrying was his relationship with the Eritrean president. The agreements that they were making and the intense relationship that was clearly developing into isolating an enemy, the TPLF, and trying to get rid of that enemy. So I think that's where we are now.
Now there's been 5 months of fighting in Tigray, accusations of atrocities committed by all sides. When we look at the course of this conflict, does Abiy still have his image as a peacemaker, as a reformer, as someone who is going to bring all those changes that you mentioned at the beginning?
It's impossible to maintain the image of a peacemaker, the image of a reformer, with the war that's going on in Tigray. Not just waging the war, but the atrocities that are being committed, the intervention and participation of Eritrea, and the denial, both on the involvement of Eritrea and also on the atrocities that have been committed by different actors in the field in Tigray. There is no credibility left, as far as I'm concerned, as a man of peace, as a man of reformer. We're talking about possible crimes against humanity, war crimes. It's a heavy, heavy concept.
You mentioned his denials, which went on for months, but in recent weeks, Abiy has shifted his stance a little bit. He has acknowledged the presence of Eritrean troops. He has acknowledged that some atrocities or crimes may have been committed, and he said that the perpetrators will be held to account. Do you think that is enough to restore his credibility?
I don't think so. First of all, we have to talk in whose eyes. If we talk about the credibility in the eyes of the victims, he has his constituency. He has people who cheer him up. We're talking about objectively. He's been shifting whenever he had heavy pressure from the international community. He did not do that willingly. So it is always grudgingly. Got to be pushed. It's not out of sincerity. It's not out of belief for, you know, finding the truth, establishing what happened, and then bringing to account who should be accountable.
You mentioned that it depends on whose eyes, who is viewing him. And let's look at how his supporters view him. They view him as a hero. They would argue that this isn't a war in Tigray, but as Abiy claims, that it's a law enforcement operation targeting people who they view as traitors. How do you respond to that?
Let's look at the claim of law and order. You bring the National Defense Force, you bring the Amhara militias, and then also you have Eritrea, a foreign entity. How is this law enforcement? This is actually war by all definitions. It is a war going on. It's a war between the TPLF and different forces, managed or led or encouraged or given direction and support by the prime minister and the Eritrean president, Isaias Afwerki. So it is actually war.
You talk about war, but what about peace? What can be done for peace?
To make peace, one needs to understand and accept there is war. Abiy needs to accept that war, a vicious war, is going in Tigray. Abiy needs to be wise to say, I have inflicted heavy damage. Now I can afford to sit down and discuss a peaceful resolution. I don't think he is too weak to do that. What I think is absent is wisdom and the fact that he needs to get away from the influence of Isaias and think about his people, his country, his reputation, and of course, the region.